Hello, everybody, and welcome to another Spiritual Hollywood Hour. And I'd like to tell you that I'm Kate Romero, your host, and I'd like to thank Don Newsom at BBS Radio for making Spiritual Hollywood possible. And I want to introduce you to someone who is a very special person. His name is Alex Schief, and he is my business partner, and we co-created Quantum Hypnotherapy Squared together, and we are going to tell you all about that tonight, and I'll tell you a little bit about Mr. Alex. I was sent to Alex with a gift certificate for a hypnotherapy session for my birthday last year, and I met him, and we did a session, and I thought, well, this is very, very beneficial. I really like this. And I let him know I was an abundance coach and that's my specialty, and life coach. And he was very interested in that. And I said, I wonder if you wouldn't mind trading with me some life coaching, abundance coaching for some hypnotherapy sessions. And he said, sure, why not? Anyone could use a little more abundance. So I did that, and all of a sudden, abundance came to him from everywhere. And he'll tell you more about that himself. Long story short, one day we were talking, and I said, well, what would happen if we just combine these two modalities together? Because it was so successful for each one of us independently, I thought that would be a good idea. So we did that, and we went around doing these sessions and experimenting on people and finding the most amazing, incredible results. And I will bring Mr. Schief on without further ado, and I'd like to welcome Mr. Alex Schief to our show tonight. Hello, Alex. How are you?
Well, thank you so much, Miss Katie. I'm fine. Seems rather strange to be talking to you via radio since we generally do it in person.
I know that. So as surreal as this is, we have a whole lot of great information to pass along to our listeners this evening. And why don't you fill in the blanks about your history as a hypnotherapist and how that all came about?
Well, again, it's a question of propinquity, I guess. I was semi-retired and had some time in my hands, and I've always been interested in hypnotherapy and hypnosis. And I saw an ad in the LA Times that said, learn hypnotherapy free for 4 weeks. And since it was right around the corner and during the evening and didn't get in the way of my day, I thought, well, obviously the universe is talking to me here. Maybe I should listen. So I went down to the school with no intention whatsoever of ever continuing as a hypnotherapist, rather just out of curiosity. And I was so impressed with the teaching and the course that they have at the school, which is the Hypnosis Motivation Institute in Tarzana, that I decided to stay and do the whole course, which I did, and it has literally changed my life. It's something that obviously came along at the right time, but it's something that I wished I had known my whole life because it has benefited so many people, and most particularly, it's benefited me.
Wonderful. That's excellent. And would you mind sharing with our listeners how old you are when you started this new career? Because
yes,
I find that to be very inspirational.
Well, I turned 70 in January. So I must have been 68, I guess, when I started it.
So it's never too late to start something new.
No, quite to the contrary. I think it's wonderful to start something new later in life because I think what keeps people young and interested is being open to whatever is out there. I think retirement, to me, is a four-letter word.
Exactly. Let's see. What's that phrase? We don't get, let's see, we... Stop playing, get old. I don't have it in front of me. But anyway, what's that phrase? I want to think of it. You don't get old because playing or something, but you get old when you stop playing. I know all the listeners out there know what I'm talking about, even if I can't remember it. I'm having one of those moments. At any rate, I'm really, really grateful that you're available for the show tonight because we have our webpage up today, and it got, I guess it was up about an hour ago, and as soon as we discovered the webpage was up, we went, let's do a show. So it's quantumhypnotherapy2.com for all the listeners that want to take a peek. It's under construction, but there are some things there that you can read some testimonials. Those are there, and again, that's www.quantumhypnotherapy2.com. www.thepropinquity.com. We did something quite exciting over the weekend, didn't we, Alex?
Oh, it was a fantastic weekend. As a matter of fact, I think it was probably the most memorable weekend of my life.
Oh,
which says
that's
a lot.
Wonderful.
I've had some great weekends, but it really was.
You've had a long life. That's a very big statement.
Well, how often does one get a chance to help people in a very meaningful way and enjoy it and just really get in touch with some wonderful people, have the opportunity to work with you, Kate, which always amazes me, and at the same time, we actually got paid for it.
Yeah, go figure. We had so much fun that it's just like it's when you get paid for living your purpose and helping people, it is the most euphoric feeling in the world. That's when you know, when you get that kind of vitality and energy from doing something, then you know you are living your purpose. And just to give the listeners some background about me, because you introduced yourself as a hypnotherapist, and let me just elaborate a little bit more. To introduce myself, I have 35 years of spiritual study. I'm a results-oriented life and career coach with a specialty in abundance. I'm a quantum metaphysician, and my primary focus is on consciousness, and I joined forces with Alex, who is a gifted certified hypnotherapist, and he's got a CHT after his name, a member of the American Hypnosis Association and a member of the Hypnotist Union 472. And rather than use the past to predict the future, we use the past to transform the future. And when your inner experience is synchronized with your outer experience, you will have arrived fully into your creative power. And this technology, this healing modality that we've discovered, helps people to live by design rather than default. And it's just incredible the results that we're getting. We were up in Pismo Beach this weekend. We did a seminar on Friday night up there and gave a really lovely talk and had some excellent people in the room. And we only had 3 appointments booked when we went up there, and by the time we were finished, we had done 12. And the kinds of things that took place during the weekend were nothing short of amazing. And with each session that we did, we got that much more energy and that much more vitality. And we didn't even have a dinner break. And it was just so much fun.
Yes, we worked 12 hours back to back on Saturday and Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And we were so energized when we left that we ended up watching television, watching a wonderful program on KCET of famous singers over the ages. And it was such a wonderful experience because I think we're more energized after 12 hours of work than when we first started.
Yes, I agree with that. It took about 4 hours to wind down from that. Because, you know, it's spirit, it's source. When you're in source and it's pure source and you're being a channel for source, and the results are just astounding and they're immediate and they're lasting and they're permanent because enlightenment is not reversible, there's nothing better, absolutely nothing better. And like you said, to get paid for this, what I won't even call it work, I call it for this gift. Is just incredible. And what's really wonderful about this for our listeners is I want to encourage everybody to listen to that still small voice in your heart and find out what it wants and let it get louder and louder until all of a sudden you are doing something that gives you this kind of vitality and this kind of energy and just lights you up and lifts you up and gives you your life. And you, it doesn't matter how old you are, clearly, as Alex has pointed out and is proof of. What an inspiration. It is never too late to live your purpose. It is never too late to have a happy childhood. It is never too late to forgive yourself. It is never too late to let go of worn-out relationships that no longer serve you. And I was speaking with someone today about the past and how she was speaking to another young lady, and this young lady was talking so painfully, excuse me, about a relationship that just was so problematic for her. And this woman said, well, when did this happen? And the girl said 15 years ago.
Oh my.
And what the lady got very clear about is when you're speaking so currently about a past event, it is absolutely obvious you have not forgiven yourself. You have
not forgiven
yourself.
Yourself and not moved forward with life either. life.
Well, you can't do that until you forgive yourself.
Exactly. And I'd like to say something for the listeners, too, if I may, in front of you, Kate.
Yes.
You know, this is an absolutely brand new modality that we're doing here. No one I know is doing this, and it started out as an experiment, obviously. But it certainly is meant to be, and the thing that I find so fascinating about it is that the fact that we can accomplish so much so quickly. Hypnotherapy, as you know, is a wonderful modality and can help in so many ways because our subconscious mind controls so much of our behavior. And so many of the things, the behaviors that people would like to transform can be done through hypnotherapy, but they've been there for a long time, and generally it takes a number of sessions. The thing that I find so fascinating about our work together is that in 1 2-hour session, we can accomplish, and I'm going to say this with no modesty at all, we can accomplish miracles. And I credit so much of that to Kate, because I've known lots of people in my life who were clairvoyant or who certainly had that ability, but I've never seen anyone with the abilities that Kate has. I'm in awe each time we have a session.
Oh, bless you. And, you know, you sort of bring it out in me too, Alex. I think we're a very good combination. And one thing, too, that I think the listeners would like to know is that in the subconscious mind, the 88% of our mind is the subconscious mind, and only 12% is the cognitive mind, correct, Alex?
That's correct.
And with that in mind, pardon the pun or not, the 12% that's cognitive knows how to rationalize, knows how to be logical, has a certain amount of common sense. And you can say, well, I'm just not going to do that thing that I don't want to do one more time. I'm just not going to do it again. If it's overeating, if it's drinking, if it's smoking, if it's whatever it is, name it. And you can say with your cognitive mind, I'm just not going to do it anymore. I'm going to use my willpower. I'm not going to do it anymore. And make every effort to stop doing that thing. And what the cognitive mind is doing is just recycling these words and these thoughts and these intentions over and over and over again, because it keeps butting up against the filter that prevents that from going into the subconscious mind. What's in the subconscious mind comes out into reality, but what your intentions are about changing a behavior or transforming a behavior cannot happen until you penetrate the subconscious mind and go in there and turn all those minuses to pluses.
Well, that's so right. That's entirely right. Is where young children under about the age of 8, we take in all our information in literally. Most of it, of course, coming from our parents or teachers, and we don't question, and consequently we take in information that may be very useful to someone under 8 years of age, but it is protected in there by this filter that separates the two minds, and it stays in there for life. It's why I call that a life script, and herein lies the rub, is that, here for the audience, give them a little example. Let's say that you were, as a child, that you were bitten by a dog. Well, a small child, that's a very traumatic experience and will stay in the subconscious, as does everything that we ever see or learn or hear or take in through our senses. And as we get into adult life, we can rationalize and use our logic and realize that that particular dog bit you, but that doesn't mean that every dog will bite you. However, the subconscious mind, being 8 times stronger, will say, now wait a minute, you're not sure that these other dogs are not going to bite you because the first one did and that hurt. And that's why many adults who have fears of nothing will go into adulthood with a fear of dogs. So what we're able to do with hypnosis is to go into the subconscious mind and change that perception to a logical perception, knowing that that was one particular dog, but not every dog. And what Kate is able to do after I put people into a very deep state of hypnosis, and maybe I should explain exactly what hypnosis is for a moment. It's
yes.
Just a heightened state of awareness, and you're in complete control the whole time. We're just guiding you through, and you wouldn't do anything that's against your morals or your ethics or your better judgment. And Consequently, when I put people under in a deep state like this, where I'm talking directly to the subconscious or the child's mind, then Kate comes along with her intuitive coaching and is able to go instinctively right to the life situation that or behavior that the client is having some difficulty with. And I've never seen anyone as intuitive or able to do it more quickly. And the combination of the two seems to anchor that suggestion strongly into the subconscious mind and make the transformation instant and
yes.
lasting.
Mm-hmm. Permanent. And we've done smoking cessation with absolute, we have pretty much 100% great results so far.
And we've also had 100% referral. And that
Absolutely.
Tells me, obviously, that we must be doing something right.
Yes, and we stay very busy with it. And what's really fun is for our listeners, when you create for yourself another stream of income that is your heart's desire, that is being of service and helping people, your physical needs truly are provided for. We're doing this in our days off, in our spare time, in evenings and weekends, because we have other things we do. I myself am a progressive talent manager with a focus on consciousness, and I really walk my talk, and now I'm helping people to get to the place where life coaching just by itself without the hypnotherapy could take 3 sessions, whereas 1 2-hour session with the quantum hypnotherapy does the job. But being a results-oriented life coach, career coach, as well as a talent manager, and I teach classes and design courses, and I do all kinds of other things besides be a co-creator for quantum hypnotherapy. But we're managing to find time to do all of the things that we do in life, and everything Alex does as well is to be of service. But we find time. It finds time for us. It's like it's taken over. I mean, we're just vessels. We know that. We're brought together by absolute divine instruction, and we are following divine orders, and we take our instruction from the divine. And that is what is so marvelous and amazing about this healing modality, because it is pure spirit, pure divine, and it connects our divine with the client's divine, and that's where we uninstall the old software that wasn't working in their life for many, many years, and then with their permission and their agreement only, we then install the new software, the new soul's blueprint, and what they're left with from all of that past pain and burden is just pure wisdom that it came to bring them. And it's like birthing. We're the best midwives, don't you think, Alex?
That's right. That's
we
right.
Reparent.
We are the yin and the yang.
Yes, we reparent. We hear over and over again about the feminine and the masculine energies of reparenting the client, you know, and everybody has something that they would like to see go better. You know, everyone has their cross to bear. We don't take that away from you, but we show you the wisdom that it came to bring you. We don't enable you. We give you the tools to go about taking action to keep these new ideas and new concepts that we've implanted, and with your permission and agreement, into your subconscious mind to keep you on the right path. And we haven't had anybody that would need to have another session because it didn't work. But we do have repeat customers because they liked it so much, they want to work on other specific areas. So we do see repeat customers for that. As soon as we left Pismo Beach, we were already getting booked up for the people that we'd already seen that wanted another session for this or that, or they're getting them for their loved ones. And if anyone has seen that, well, I know lots of you have seen The Secret, but this is like The Secret on steroids in a 2-hour session, and it's really remarkable. And we're more fascinated than anybody at the results that we're getting. And we just did a session for an 11-year-old boy recently who was struggling with math. And after our session, he went from getting an F to a C. Now, that's a marked improvement. Because he just didn't have the confidence in himself. And
I didn't mean to overtalk you
there. Go ahead.
But not only did he get a C, but you probably remember that he went up on a Sunday morning, instead of going out to play, he stopped and did his homework first. And his dad was so surprised.
Yeah, and also he wasn't sleeping very well and would argue with them with his parents before he would go to bed, and always up until the wee hours of the morning and not able to get up to go to school. after the session, he was able to go to sleep and be tired at bedtime and go to bed and sleep peacefully and wake rejuvenated and be excited to go to school when he dreaded it before. So a lot of wonderful work is done. And I'll just share, I'm not going to, absolutely not going to give names because, or I just give a brief overview of circumstances just to give an idea of what kind of results we get with this work. Because we have a confidentiality with our clients, not unlike a doctor or an attorney. And I'm a non-denominational ordained minister, so even if somebody wanted to question me in court, I don't have to answer any questions because I am a minister. So it's a very confidential thing, and the client feels completely and totally safe with us. So what I will share with you is that there was one client, the father of a boy, who came to see us over the weekend, and we did a past life regression on him, and he didn't talk about his session with us, with his family whatsoever. He just wouldn't talk about it. But the results he received were amazing. He stopped taking pain pills. His back stopped hurting. He was happier and more at peace. And then his son came in, who had some anxiety disorders, and for his age, he's very young, and for his age, he doesn't have enough life experience to explain those phobias. So I thought, well, this has got to be past life. So we did a past life regression with him, and don't you know that his past life regression was identical to his father's past life regression, and here's the interesting part. The boy is adopted. He was adopted. So what Spirit told me, and this might sound really kooky, and we're accepting callers as well tonight, by the way, and if anybody has an answer for me about this, what may have happened, but what I got from Spirit about that situation is, and these were a day apart, these two hypnotherapy sessions, and we did his dad first, and then we did the 13-year-old boy the next day. They hadn't talked about a thing, and what Spirit told me is that somehow the two of them had been the same person in a parallel lifetime, and I would like to hear from anyone out there, any listener, who could give me their theory on what might have happened because they had the identical past life history. They went straight to the same events, straight to the same circumstances, straight to the same clothing they had on, straight to the same reason they were doing what they were doing in their past life regression. Everything was identical to the letter, and we recorded both sessions so that they could compare them. And that was just nothing short of incredible for me. How did you feel about that, Alex?
Well, for our listeners, I'd like to mention that I had always been interested in the possibility of past lives. I mean, after all, how does one explain a Mozart or a Sanson doing the wonderful music that they did at 4 and 5 years of age? I mean, obviously the spirit must not die. It must move from body to body, and because it would be a terrible waste to waste that kind of talent. But I was still a little skeptical because I'd heard a lot of things that didn't make a whole lot of sense to me. But since I've been working with you, Kate, I'm a complete convert because I have seen things that are irrefutable. The kind of intuition and the kind of information that you uncover that you could never know. And in fact, many of the clients don't know it. And you will keep, well, I know that frequently with a client you'll pick up something that happened in childhood that is affecting their lives today in adulthood. And frequently, Kate will go and say, something happened at 8 years of age. What was it? And the client will say, well, I don't remember anything happening at 8 years of age. And, of course, Kate, being as certain and getting the information straight from Spirit, knows that something happened. And so she gives the client a little gentle, tough love and insists and said, no, there is something, and keeps probing for it. And in every single instant, something very traumatic that had been hidden or suppressed or that they didn't want to remember has come to light and made an enormous change in their lives today.
That is pretty much what happens, yes. And it's and I know you sort of laugh because I for me, this doing this feels like breathing. It's not an effort. It's not hard. I'm surprised that not everybody does it. Everybody can if they would just trust themselves enough. But the fact that I do this so easily as breathing, and I always have been able to, but now I'm putting it to good use to so that it can help people rather than, you know, just, you know, guess when somebody's going to call or whatever. But this is the more I use it, the stronger it gets and the better it gets. And I see things. Like, for instance, we had one client over the weekend. She said she was there for one thing, but I looked at her chest and all I saw was a swirling circle of dark energy on her chest. And I said, I ask a few probing questions. I hear like a whisper in my ear about what I need to ask, and I ask the questions. And I keep going, and I get a lot of people who say, no, no, nothing, no, I don't know, no, I don't remember, no, no. And then I'll ask a particular question, and then they'll start to cry. Then they'll hold the breath. Then they go into that body thing, the body syndrome, that memory is bringing up for them. And I get to witness the unfolding of that memory and what it does to their being, and together we transform it. And when this one particular person with the dark energy on her chest finally got to the thing that was bothering her, that dark energy went away instantaneously, immediately lifted, because she got it into her awareness where she could do something about it. And also another perk from doing this work is passed on loved ones come through. They just love to show up in the room when their loved one is getting this work. And they have a chance to get completion, get closure. Sometimes the passed on loved one can't cross over until they do get complete because they're concerned about an issue, maybe an addiction, maybe a memory that their loved one needs to remember so that they can have a better physical life here before they pass on and go where they're supposed to go. And, you know, sometimes entities don't even know that they've died, and I help them get on to the next level. We also do work where we ask permission of a person who's still alive, who is estranged from the client we're treating, and ask that person for permission to have them in room telepathically. And believe me, I know when I get the permission. I haven't, at least yet, encountered any time where I did not get the permission. And if I did, I certainly wouldn't go forward. But every time we've gotten the permission from the loved one who's still alive but estranged from the client who came for the session, and they've gotten complete telepathically with one another in a session, and nobody looks the same. Nobody. They all look like their child self.
Well, that's another thing. When we first started, we were taking some digital pictures before and after of the faces of the clients, and the change was remarkable. The people would come in with tightness and pain and stress, and you could see it in the face, and they would leave looking like newborn babies. They'd be open, they'd be rosy-cheeked and clear-eyed.
So cute. And
there's something also that you mentioned a minute ago that I would like to elaborate a bit on.
Great.
And that was the fact that you said that all of us can have this sense of spirit and the sense that works through us. And that's very true, and I found that since I've been working with Kate, that my intuitive powers have increased greatly, that I'm starting to pick up instinctive things from my clients that I didn't when I was working alone as a hypnotherapist. And it's so wonderful, because I never know what I'm going to say. I just go. I've learned to trust through Katie. I've learned to trust my intuitive powers. And speaking of intuitive powers, this is something that Katie and I both love, and that is that the difference between praying and intuition. Praying is you talking to God, but intuition is God talking to you.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. That's a fact. And when you listen to that still small voice, and you give it audience as often as you can, as often as you're able to, then increase it in increments, increase, and sit down and meditate for 15 minutes at a time. I actually bought two timers from Mike Dooley, who is one of the stars of The Secret, and they're 15-minute timers, and I sit down. I don't do it all the time, but when I do it, it increases my intuitive abilities exponentially. I sit down, and I just let my mind go blank for 15 minutes and just feel what's there and feel what's coming through. And the more I do that and the more I remember to do that, the better I get at this. And there's no telling where this is going, because not only are we bringing through past loved ones, doing fantastic past life regressions, and now speaking telepathically to people who are still alive but estranged from our clients who would like to get completion and forgiveness, there's no telling where this can go. We also do de-loving, where somebody has an obsession for a person or an addiction to a person, an unhealthy relationship. We actually go in there and do a de-loving, and do it with respect, and do it with love, and do it in a way that leaves everybody intact and everybody being respected, and it's done by the divine, and it's very, very effective. And isn't it true, Alex, that people who are about to have surgery will also benefit from this?
Oh, yes. Now, that's something that we do as hypnotherapists. And, in fact, one of the professors at the school I attended gave us a demonstration. He was able to, through hypnosis, not only to numb certain parts of his body, but to actually move blood away from an incision so that it wouldn't bleed that hard. And it also helps in healing and preoperative work. The difference between humans and animals is very interesting, because animals recover much more quickly from operations than humans do, because they don't anticipate. They just go in and have the operation and recover, where the human will, the mind, the conscious mind will conjure up all kinds of terrible thoughts about surgery and cause the person to tighten, and that's why it takes so much longer for people to recover. But I'd like to go back to another thing for a moment, and that is intuition. And I think that we all have, as Katie said, I think we all have those intuitive powers when we're children. And I think we can all remember that we knew certain things as children without being taught. They were just instinctive. And I think we all have this, but I think when we start to have our cognitive minds trained to use logic, I think that we get away from that. And I think that is something that should be restored in people, because the difference between knowing something instinctively, organically, in your DNA, and the difference with having learned something through someone else's opinion, because let's face it, we learn as children, if we take everything literally that our parents and our role models tell us, we take that for true, and we don't know whether it's true or not. It might just be an opinion, which doesn't mean it's necessarily a fact. But this organic sense of knowing is something that we all have and can all develop if we just trust.
That's it. But see, life comes at us and causes us not to trust, and that's what we bring a person back to their divinity, back to their true nature, which is love, joy, happiness, freedom, harmony, self-acceptance, forgiveness, prosperity, and abundance. And if you're not experiencing those feelings and those things, then you are out of alignment, and that's it. And I've also discovered during our trip to Pismo Beach with the wonderful Tullius Chiropractic, Aaron Tullius and Steve Tullius, that chiropractic really came into being for spiritual reasons, to keep your spine in alignment so that you could get that wonderful energetic flow from spirit uninterrupted.
Well, yes. I mean, it's organic. It respects the body. Obviously, the body is the greatest machine or mechanism ever devised by anyone or any creature. And if the body isn't functioning properly, if a muscle is in spasm and it's pinching a nerve, nerves are what control the functioning of the various organs. And if they're not working properly, it's just like your automobile. If you have a spark plug that's fouled, your car isn't going to run smoothly. Well, it's the same thing with the chiropractic. If you have a nerve that's pinched and impinging on the function of an organ, then you're not going to run properly. So basically, it's just the respect for this wonderful machine called the body that we have, and putting it back in its original state. I know. I'm 70 years old and can outwork the 20-year-olds because I've been raised on chiropractic and natural things. And I always say to my doctor friends, tell me, can you run your car on kerosene? And they say, well, no, of course not. And I say, well, then why do you think you can run it on artificial food? Why can you run the body on artificial food? And most of them don't have the answer. And the answer is quite simple. If you look at the societies where people eat natural foods and exercise and drink pure water, there are 8 places in the world where people routinely live to be 120 years of age.
Yeah. And you were just told over the weekend by Steve Tullius, the wonderful chiropractor, that you have the spine of a 35-year-old.
Well, I certainly hope so because I'm having so much fun right now that I'm looking forward to my 35th birthday because I certainly don't feel it. I mean, we worked straight through for 12 hours without eating and felt better at the end than the beginning, and we did it 2 days in a row. Yep. And I'm ready to go again.
Well, when you're being of service, your physical needs are provided for.
Yes.
Every time. And that includes monetarily.
Yes, I've noticed that. And the whole point, if you take using the secret and the law of attraction, you attract what you think of. How you live is how you attract. And if one lives in the pursuit of money, one is living, looking, being in fear, being afraid that perhaps you won't have enough. And the mind work, this is exactly the way the mind works. The mind gives you what you want because that's what it's there for.
Mm-hmm.
And we, not thinking about it, we weren't really concerned with the money. We were having so much fun, and it's starting to come from everywhere.
Yes, of course it is. And it's growing by leaps and bounds, which is such a thrill to see. And we're giving a workshop on May 19th in North Hollywood at the Secret Rose Theater from 1 to 5 p.m. On quantum hypnotherapy, where we will actually be doing a hypnotherapy session on one subject while the audience looks on, and we'll take questions and answers and also put the audience into hypnosis and do some general uninstalling of what general software doesn't work for people, like I'm not good enough, I don't have enough money, I'm too fat, I'm too thin, I'm too this, I'm too that, whatever that is, and do just a general uninstalling of the software that didn't work for them and then install new software that would be a general installation of what would empower any person, you know, like abundance and things like that, and wealth being good health and love and great relationships, and how you feel about yourself is the key thing in your life, in everyone's life.
Yes, because one can't love anyone else unless you love yourself first.
That's
and,
true.
And speaking of the Secret Rose, any of you out there who would like to attend, we have limited seating, so I would suggest that if you were interested that you perhaps let us know on our website.
Yeah.
Just give us an email, and we'll put you on the list.
Yep. And for anyone listening that would like a quantum hypnotherapy session with us, we're offering half price. So just say that you heard about it on BBS Radio, and we'll be happy to accommodate you. And we are able to do it over the phone because there's no difference really if you have a speakerphone. Then we would be on a conference call, and Alex would put you under hypnosis. You'd have to be in a nice, quiet place, make sure your phone is charged up, and uninterrupted. Turn your phones off. Turn anything off that's going to make noise or disturb you, and put your pets like in another room, and then Alex will put you under hypnosis after we give you an interview to discover what it is that you would like to let go of, and then we divine a plan for you to leave you with. And after Alex puts you under, then I would come on and do the intuitive life coaching and bring forth your inner child. Actually, we didn't mention that part. We're actually able to contact the inner child of a person who was emotionally stunted at 10 years old or 5 years old or any age, and have the inner child say what it needs and wants from the client. And that's including to go to the playground and swing on swings or wear flowers in the hair or eat vegetables and fruit or just pay attention. I mean,
exactly.
It's incredible what happens.
And let me make something clear for the audience out there. We know this so well that perhaps we kind of gloss over it here, because actually we could talk about this forever because we're so excited, and I think that probably comes through. But in regard to phone sessions with hypnosis, once you have your eyes closed, you don't know whether I'm sitting next to you or whether I'm on a telephone. So this works equally well. And as a matter of fact, the Hypnosis Motivation Institute is going to shortly be offering phone sessions for people, which is a very wonderful thing, particularly for people who are shut-ins or have a difficulty getting to a therapist. The therapist can come to them.
Yes, and they don't offer what we do, though.
No, they offer straight hypnosis, but then no one offers what we're doing, because there are hypnotherapists around, and many very good ones, but there are very, very few mediums around, and no one like you, Kate.
Well, there are mediums, but what to do with it once you get the client under hypnosis is another thing. And we're all different. Even if somebody wanted to try to do this themselves and couple up with similar types of modalities, it still would not have an end result like we're seeing. I mean, it would be different. You know, this is as different as a fingerprint. And the people who are drawn to what we do are the ones that have called us forth from the universe to work together so that we could give them the relief that they're looking for in this lifetime, so that they don't have to come back a bunch more times just to learn one lesson.
Exactly. And it's such a joy to see the transformation in people in just a couple of hours, and see people come in pain, in emotional pain. And, of course, we know emotional pain is the worst of all pains because it's
unrelenting. Oh, and sexual abuse epidemic, is it not?
Oh, having studied, we study sexual abuse and how that affects people and so forth. But it wasn't until I really started working with Katie that I realized that this is an epidemic in this country. I hope it's only this country. But it's something that we have been very successful in addressing, because these scars are carried throughout life unless they are addressed and mitigated.
Yes, and addictions oftentimes come from that very kind of experience happening in a person's life at a young age, where they take everything literally. And what I've discovered by doing this work is one of the reasons why people get addicted to anything is because when they had that trauma, it doesn't matter if it's a young boy with an older woman or a young girl with an older man or a young girl and an older woman, or you name the scenario, it doesn't matter. But when that first experience happens to somebody who is predisposed to a sexual experience before they're ready for it, that's a sense of danger and an adrenaline rush and a sense of excitement and just all kinds of feelings that the child doesn't understand, that's so intoxicating that what they do, and they don't know they're doing it, is a misguided attempt at healing themselves. They will become a sex addict. They will become a drug addict. They will become a gambler. They will become an alcoholic. They will do anything they can to try to match that heightened state of awareness that event brought to them. It's a misguided attempt at healing. They want to keep repeating it over and over and over, that sensation, so they can figure it out, so that they can get some relief, because they're left with a feeling of shame and guilt and blame and just horrible feelings about themselves, and then they go into self-destructive mode, and they don't even know that they don't know they're doing it or what's causing it. And when we get to the germ and we put the antibiotics in there, they heal.
Yes, they heal. And you had said something earlier that if one has a traumatic experience at during the stages of development in early life, one carries that on with them, and there's a part of them missing, and you have to go back and recreate what they went through, not recreate the experience, but go back and find the experience and have them come to terms with that experience so that they can go on and grow in a good and natural and normal way.
And also for the listeners, one thing that Alex and I are firm believers in is we do not take you back to the painful feelings.
No.
You've already experienced them. We don't think you need to feel them again. So we keep you away from that. We just take you to the event itself. You're the observer, the narrator, the onlooker. You're simply telling us what's going on when you're under hypnosis, remembering an event. And when it starts to be painful, we just move you away from that to start to bring you the relief that you came to get.
Well, it's just to make the people aware of what happened, but without any of the associated pain or guilt or judgment.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the wonderful thing about this, is we allow people to forgive themselves,
mm-hmm.
because that's the most important point. If you don't forgive yourself, how can you possibly forgive another?
And if you don't forgive yourself, you can't move forward. That's
exactly.
What keeps you stuck, is not forgiving yourself. And there's an art to forgiving yourself. And a lot of people feel so unworthy of anything that they don't feel worthy of self-forgiveness. So
well,
we get them past that filter into their subconscious mind with their agreement and their permission, and we do the work with them.
And this is also manifested in many things in life, and many common things like money, for instance, which is a tool. But
mm-hmm.
I had a professor at the school who shared a very interesting story with us. He was a musician. And couldn't seem to make this. Was a few years ago. Couldn't seem to make over $10,000 a year. He might start off his year very well and make $8,000 in the first couple of months, but then he'd have a drought until he got to $10,000 and could never seem to break that barrier, that plateau of $10,000. And in a hypnosis session with Dr. Kappas, who started my school, Dr. Kappas discovered that when he was a young man, he would hear his father back in the 50s say it over and over, if I could just make $10,000 a year, we'd live really well. So the subconscious mind heard that, and since the subconscious mind only gives you back what you give it, it said, okay, $10,000 is fine, you've made it, you don't have to make any more. So he was given the suggestion that he could make more than that, and the next year he made $40,000, and he hasn't looked back since.
Isn't that a wonderful breakthrough? And being
well,
that
it shows the power of the mind and how we really are capable of anything that we can think of and feel.
Yes, and when
what we do is by taking.
Go ahead.
What we do is by taking away these obstacles, these stops or blocks or barriers. It's like taking down a wall so that one can move freely.
And it is. And once the person has in their awareness what's been driving them to do that, it's like the professor who could only make $10,000, I'm sure he had no idea why he was stopping.
No, none whatsoever.
So
none
when it
whatsoever.
Gets, but when it was in his awareness, he had a breakthrough.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and that's the difference. But, it's what you don't know that you don't know that's running your life. And we reveal to you in a very safe and loving environment a way for you to have a breakthrough and get past that filter from your cognitive mind to your subconscious mind. And when people are looking to modify their body size, we don't call it losing weight. We don't call it weight loss. We don't call it diet. Because when the mind hears weight loss or losing weight, it's going, okay, fight or flight, looks like we are losing something, we better replace it. So the minute you lose it, it comes back. It's all about language. It's all about perspective. And I believe that the most successful way to modify your body size is to simply, well, when you forgive yourself, a lot of it melts away because non-forgiveness causes you to pad your body to keep you safe from intimacy and keep you safe from other people because other people have hurt you in the past. But when you forgive yourself, they tend to start melting away on their own. But there's a lot to be said for language. And diet has the word die in it, which will cause fight or flight. And that's why it's such an unpleasant experience for people to say, I'm losing weight, I'm on a diet, I'm going to lose weight. It sounds like the biggest chore in the world. But when you just say, I'm modifying my body size, then you automatically start doing the things that are productive for you and good for you and beneficial for you, especially if we go in and put those suggestions in your subconscious mind, it becomes very, very productive process, one that you can enjoy. And you can just go out and start buying your new wardrobe because you'll
well,
fit
exactly.
it.
Well, exactly. And when I look at the fact that we as a country spend $33 billion a year on diets, which don't work, Wouldn't it be nice if instead of spending that money on diets, we spend it on feeding some of the hungry people in this country, of which there are a tremendous number.
Mm-hmm. If we could use all the... Go ahead.
And we've discovered, and it's a very well known fact in the community that all serious weight gain, all obesity, all extreme weight gain, is emotionally triggered. And mm-hmm. so we go in and find the emotional trigger that causes that, whether it's eating for comfort or eating for reward, which is often the case, because in this society, I think we've all gotten a cookie when we were good children, or when we have a holiday or a birthday, we're always given high sugar content foods because they are foods that supposedly instantly give us instant gratification. And what we do is go in there and change the perception of food from reward to fuel.
Right, Go ahead.
I'm sorry, we've got a little lag here. My phone.
Yeah, we do. Sorry. Well, I'll just want to add this because we're coming up on the end of the hour. We've got four more minutes.
Already.
See, we could talk about this forever, and we do. But the thing is why people have emotional eating. Also, one of the reasons is because when they were upset as a child, mommy gave them a cookie.
Mm-hmm.
So anytime you're feeling an uncomfortable emotion, your first thought is going to be to eat something sweet, to eat something high in carbohydrates and calories to comfort yourself. And that's where we learn to use comfort food to calm ourselves.
Exactly.
So we really address that rigorously. And it's such a pleasant experience. Nobody wants to come out of hypnosis. It's like, do I really have to? And it's just so gratifying. It's like... You know, I always loved being a mother, and I have one child. He's 24. He's a wonderful person, but I always wanted like 12 or more. I love the experience of being a mother so much. And in each session we do, I get to feel like I'm reparenting. I'm being very maternal, and I'm nurturing, and I'm bringing that person back to their divinity, to their birth state of essence of who they really are, which is before they ever heard anything bad about themselves that they took literally. And we turn that around for them, and then we give them a brand new perspective on life. And that's your belief system is really what creates your reality. And we tweak their BS completely, which means belief system. So
yes,
anybody who would
do.
Like to know more, anyone who would like to know more, just email us from our website at quantumhypnotherapy2.com. That's quantumhypnotherapy2.com. And we'll be happy to answer any questions and read the testimonials there. We're still getting our bios on there, which Alex is writing mine and I'm writing Alex's because we thought that would be a very good exercise. So those will be up there very, very soon as well. And did you want to say anything else, Alex, before we close?
Well, I just wanted to thank BBS Radio for giving me the opportunity to have such fun tonight and to get this out because I'm so excited. Well, we're both excited, but I'm talking about myself now. I'm so excited about this. Because there are no drugs, there is no bullying, it's entirely organic, and it works. And when it works, I can't explain it. The feeling that you get.
I'll say it for you. Alex is crying 90% of the time in the session. And it's so sweet. Okay, everybody.
I know,
and so do I. Well, thank you, everybody, for listening tonight. It's such a pleasure to have you out there, and please give us your feedback. I have a website, www.guardianangelmanagement.com, all spelled out, no spaces, if you'd like to see what's going on in Guardian Angel Land. And Alex and I are available for anything that you might need. And the phone number for Alex is 818-585-3557, and the one for me is 818-760-0759. Thank you, Don Newsom. Thank you, listeners. Thank you, Alex, for being my partner in quantum hypnotherapy and my friend and for being my esteemed guest this evening. You did a fabulous job, and I will be talking to you very soon, I'm sure. So thank you, everybody. Be good to each other, and take care. Till next week, this is Kate Romero signing off. Bye-bye.